So be sure to join FOF, become a member of FOF while you're here at the festival. Along those lines, I think it's in my other notes, but we've got a birthday back there that we'll remember here a little bit later. Also, as we've done traditionally in the past few years, I've got the old slop jar down front here, and we won't explain that to y'all. If you don't know what one is, we won't explain it to you. But anyway, if you've got any announcements to make, a birthday, or if you're celebrating an anniversary, or if you've been coming here to the festival a long time, or anything that you want us to announce, we'll be glad to announce it. Just come down, write it on a piece of paper. It's best if you put it on the back of a $20 bill. It's more sure to get announced that way. But just throw it in the old jar down here, and from time to time we'll be pulling those notes out and reading them and catching up on any announcements that we might have. We also want to take a moment to thank all of the volunteers. Now, this is a pretty big production, this Florida Folk Festival. This is our 54th year, and as you can look around here and see, it takes a lot to put this thing on. You just don't start last week and decide, let's throw a party. You have to start. In fact, they were telling me backstage a while ago that next week they will have their first meeting for next year's festival. So this is a big deal, and it could not happen if it were not for the volunteers who come here and volunteer their time. And y'all ready? No, they're not ready. So let's give a big hand to all of the volunteers who helped to put this on. There's about 150 of them. Y'all gonna need this? All right, we appreciate them because they do a lot of the work around here. And also, we want to remember the park staff. And Miss Barbara Roberts is sitting right out there, and she's the park manager here. And if you see some of these folks with a uniform on, you go up to them and thank them this weekend because they are doing a fantastic job, and we appreciate them letting us have this thing here at their park. We appreciate it. All right, Patchwork is a group of young ladies.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, I knew you would. A group of young ladies who comes from the Gainesville area, and they've got a new CD out. It's their first CD that they've put out in 10 years. And it's called Patchwork Rides Again. Yeah. And one of the members, Janet Rucker, it's a special day for her because this is her birthday, and she's 54 years old today.
Same age as the festival.
Same age as the Florida Folk Festival. And so her birthday is every year right on the Florida Folk Festival, so if she ever has to wonder how old she is, she just looks at the program and it tells her. Y'all make them welcome. Patchwork.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check one. I'm good. I think Jolene needs to come up.
Am I on?
Hello? How about this?
Hello?
Sounds like you're hot, Tammy.
I am.
You're hot. We knew that. We knew that.
Yeah, well, it's 90 degrees.
Where we were. This first song is about traveling and getting home to Florida.
It's a song Kathy wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. We're skipping the mandolin.
It'll be brought in.
He's saying, "Be quiet. Don't do anything."
You ready for us to start?
Nope. Look.
I'm talking into my mic. Can you hear it? I don't think so. I think I'm only on the monitor, so I'm not in the meet. Oh, wait, there's something happening. Is that better? Hello? Hello? Look at all those big speakers. You'd think we could get in there somehow, wouldn't you? Wait a minute. That was the lights.
Ooh. Nicey, nice.
Okay, that's right. I'm still talking. Anything happening yet? No?
I know how to make them go faster. I'll tell a joke.
Quick. Oh, no, you better.
Please hurry.
Knock, knock.
Banana.
Banana. Knock, knock. Banana.
Banana.
Knock, knock.
You got to know this one, don't you?
Orange. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana again?
No.
She can't. We never heard that one.
It wasn't even a banjo joke.
I know.
Tell a banjo joke, Tammy.
No, there's too many of them. She'd have a hard time choosing one.
Okay. What's the difference between a Uzi and a banjo player?
I don't know.
She knows. Look.
Do tell. No, but Uzi only peats for 42 times.
Didn't anything yet? Didn't cover up the punchline, did we? And Uzi only repeats how many times?
Only 42 times.
Oh, only 42. Okay.
That's right.
How do you know if the stage is level?
How do you know if the stage is level?
I'm not sure.
If the banjo player's drool is even on both sides.
Hey, Tammy. What's the difference between an onion and a banjo?
An onion.
People cry when the onion is cut up.
Oh.
I don't think you can stump Tammy on a banjo joke. Apparently, by the way, we would like to mention that Tammy is a champion old-time banjo player.
We call her our banjo goddess.
Intergalactic.
She's also known as the intergalactic banjo goddess, IBG.
One, two.
For Florida.
It's on in the monitors.
It's not on the mains.
He ain't ever been done. Say, how long does it take to tune a banjo? Unless you use factory tuning.
You mean it?
We're about to find out about that.
Is she in the house yet?
Is she in the mains yet?
Hello.
Let's give her another mic.
Am I in the house?
We're not allowed to touch. She's in yellow.
Hey, what?
2-0. We're getting a 2-0.
2-0? Hey, how about a quick happy birthday song for Janet here while we're all waiting? Can you all see
what key are you in? D?
I just did D.
Happy birthday to you, cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you,
cha cha cha.
Happy birthday, dear Janet,
cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you,
and many more.
Thank you.
Cha cha cha.
That was our sound check.
We're trying. Hey, nothing there.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Can we give her another mic?
Well, you want to just play through the monitors? Can y'all hear? They heard that. Right? It'll come in eventually, I suppose.
Is everything else out in the house?
I don't know.
Can you hear this out in the house? Well, why is it only one microphone isn't out in the house? One, two. Can I get a little more monitor on this?
I don't hear you very much at all.
I dropped out somewhere along the way.
You can't drop out on your birthday.
That's right.
So what should we do here? Play?
Yeah, I think we need to start. Okay.
Is that working?
Check, check, check. How about this one? Is this one working?
So switch the mics.
Yeah, just switch mics.
She's putting the yellow down, and she put the whatever one up on the vocal.
Okay, so we're going to do it this way.
Well, oh well. What can you do? I'll just cinch this up, and maybe you'll hear a little, and maybe you won't. I'm just a rhythm player anyway. Wait.
Rob? Okay. Bring me up a little bit in the monitor, and Kathy switched her guitar mic for her vocal mic.
Okay.
There's ringing up here. Do you hear ringing?
Okay. I hear a little ring.
Ooh, that was a space alien.
That's probably Janet.
Singing a love song.
It just happened when he turned you up in the monitor.
Yeah, it is in the monitor, the
it's
ring.
It's pretty bad when the sound guy is covering his face here.
My heart belongs to Florida, her oceans, her rivers, and her springs. In the winter and the fall, you can hear the sandhills call and see the great blue heron on the wing.
I love going places with unfamiliar faces. Love seeing things I've never seen before, like traveling blue line highways and snorkeling in Hawaii. But I love my Florida home even more.
My heart belongs to Florida, her oceans, her rivers, and her springs. In the winter and the fall, you can hear the sandhills call and see the great blue heron on the wing.
I'm a rambler and a rover, I travel this world over. I've seen sights to bring me to my knees, like the beauty in Alaska. But Lord, I'll always ask you, get me safer back to Florida if you please.
My heart belongs to Florida, her oceans, her rivers, and her springs. In the winter and the fall, you can hear the sandhills call, see the great blue heron on the wing.
I've seen purple mountain ranges, made lifetime friends of strangers. I love every place that I have been, but I'm never long for roaming. I always head back home, and it's great to be in Florida again.
My heart belongs to Florida, her oceans, her rivers, and her springs. In the winter and the fall, you can hear the sandhills call, see the great blue heron on the wing.
And if you're having trouble hearing us, you know, you can always go get one of our CDs. They were recorded, you know, in a nice cozy room where you could hear everything real well. And we have two.
They can hear my mandolin mic now.
We're going to do a song for Tammy. Tammy turned us on to a little old-timey tune.
My husband died Saturday, he got married. Sunday was my court day, Monday got remarried.
So I won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more, way down the plank road.
I went to see my boyfriend, he called me Sugar Plum. He wrapped his arms around me, girls, I thought my time would come.
Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more, way down the plank road.
never marry a skinny boy. I'll tell you the reason why.
Why?
When he's in the bathtub, it's down the drain. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more. Way down the old bank road.
Well, what my mama told me about come to pass. Red to see, and then pretty boys gonna be my root at last.
I won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more. Way down the old bank road.
Talk about that. My boyfriend, he was scrubbing in the tub. Before he asked to marry me, now the harder I would scrub.
Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more, way down the old bank road.
When God made those little boys, he made them out of string. Had some leftovers, he left a little thing.
Ow. Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more, way down the old bank road. Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more. I won't get drunk no more, way down the old bank road.
Well, we did forget to mention to you that we all come from different backgrounds, and Jolene used to sing opera, so occasionally she gets possessed by the opera demon. She also gets confused sometimes.
I do?
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Well, because earlier today you said that you thought we were playing at the Grand Old Opera.
Well, you said I should sing like I was at the Grand Old Opera.
Opry.
Oh.
Opry. That's it. That's an operative word, is opry.
I see.
Operative word.
Nevertheless, we're going to give her another chance.
One, two, three. Ready, Tammy?
No, I got to get this capo really off.
Did you find it?
She's got her capo.
Aha. Oh, that's right. It fell on the floor. Capo time.
Okay, ready? One, two, three, four. One, two, three. But I got my hat, my boots, and my guitar. I'm proud enough to say that I'll always sing this way, like the girl who went and stole Roy Rogers' car.
Thank heavens for Del Evans. You're everything I ever want to be. Yo le he, yo le he, yo le he he. Del Evans made a cowgirl out of me.
Thank you.
check so long that I guess we just have one more song.
Yeah, we spent all our time trying to get
on. Hopefully, if they change the mics, it won't take as long for the next people.
So you'll have to go get our CD if you want to hear more songs. What can we say? It's a good deal.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word. Grasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even a hello?
They are one person.
They are two alone. They are three together. They are four each other.
But around the horn.
And hear more music at our website, patchwork.us. Patchwork.us.
And I'd like to say a very special thank you for everyone for wishing me a happy birthday. It's one I'll never forget.